This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Mo is way over there. She's in California. She's not in her usual spot. She's in Napa. Is that right?
That's me right here.
And it's, 3:30 in the morning?
Oh, George. Yeah. Yes.
We'll talk about that in a second. Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I saw that you all had like a new music showcase. Mo is in California because of Fresh Track Friday. She features new artists. We feature it every week. And she got invited to come out and hear new artists and established country artists that have new music at this thing in Napa. And you all had a show last night. So what time did you get back to your hotel room?
George, we had a show all day yesterday.
Oh, like, it was all day. Okay.
It was nonstop. I never stopped.
Wow.
And I came home at 11 and I woke up at 2:45.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I'm really doing the Lord's work there, Mo.
I know. It's hard to feel bad for me, but at the same time.
No.
Zombie.
Are you a little drunk? Be honest.
No, because I knew that this morning I would hate my life. So.
Okay, so what time did you stop drinking?
I just was casual throughout the day.
Casual.
At a girl. You didn't stop. You just got to keep going. That's the plan.
That's the key to it all. So she's out there scouting new music, new artists for us here on the Morning Bullpen. But she's also keeping up with the top three things that are trending here in Texas.
Number three.
A grieving widow and other family members joined law enforcement family this afternoon, escorting and then honoring Harris County Sheriff's Deputy John Cadu as his remains arrived at the ME's office. A U.S. Army vet, Cadu joined the sheriff's office as a detention officer more than 20 years ago, then became a deputy in 2005.
Gee, thanks for sharing that story. We obviously praying for his wife, friends, family, all of our first responders for everything they do, serving us every day.
Number two.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed those cooler mornings because the warm, humid air is back and it's going nowhere for the rest of our lives.
That might be an overstatement, Mo.
Okay, at least the rest of April. We're starting our Wednesday mid-60s, then warm into the low 80s, mostly cloudy skies. We do have a very slim chance for rain, but that comes back Sunday with thunderstorms.
Oh.
And the top story trending in Texas.
All right, y'all, the wait's over. Yesterday, let's be real, it was all about the Texans uniform mania.
It was crazy, right?
Yes. For the first time since they joined the NFL in 2002, the team released 4 new jerseys, 3 new helmets. Everything looks great. But did y'all see that one of our coworkers already got the new logo tattooed on his body?
What?
No.
Who?
Yeah. So they threw, the Texans threw that huge party last night, right? To celebrate the uniforms. Tyler Milner from the Sports Radio 610. You all know who he is, right?
Yes.
He, before he even saw the logo, he agreed to get the new logo tattooed on his body. He laid there during the party and got it done.
Whoa. I told my wife, I saw some of the footage of people getting tattoos, and I go, you should be very grateful that I did not go to that party, because I would have done that.
Eric would have a new tattoo this morning. Good for Tyler, by the way. That's awesome. Yes. Did you see? I love the giant jersey on the Sam Houston statue.
That was really cool.
That video was everywhere yesterday, and it was everything.
I wondered if Sam Houston ever imagined himself in that position.
In a Texans jersey? I would think not, probably. All right, Mo, thank you. That's what's trending here in Texas. Stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and you hear about them first, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get a name in?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning where we get together and celebrate some good news. And I have some good news to celebrate, because yesterday was an amazing day at the Houston Botanic Gardens. And I got to tell you, it was so wonderful to be out and to be helping. And Sarah Frazier, our boss, you put all this together. Tell me about what you loved about being out here.
Well, I love that we have so many places in Houston that even those of us that have lived here a long time don't know about. And the Houston Botanic Garden is one of those places. It used to be a golf course, and it has been refurbished over the last 3 years to be this amazing garden with all kinds of natural foliage in different areas and sculptures. And it's just a wonderful place that I've never even seen before.
So I'm not crazy when I was like, I had no idea, I'd never been here, but that's an amazing backstory on this place.
That's right. And it just got some TIF financing, so the city is actually investing in it. So this is one of those places that we're going to have for years to come, because we're trying to refurbish things and make them better.
That's what it's all about, especially on Earth Day. And Megan Terry with the Houston Botanic Garden, Odyssey, the entire staff out here today. What does it mean for volunteers to come by and help you guys out?
Well, thanks so much for having me right now. We really appreciated the help. What your team was able to do in a matter of hours would have taken us days to complete. Wow. So y'all put down yards and yards of mulch that helps protect our plants all summer long, and is going to keep the garden beautiful for years to come.
30 seconds. Tell people if they're not familiar with you.
So the Houston Botanic Garden is 132 acres of green space. We are here just near Hobby Airport, down 45 South, an amazing urban oasis of plants. We are a living museum of collection of plants. So come and learn about the outdoors, nature, connect with yourself, your family, and learn what it is all about to be in love with the natural world.
We've fallen in love with the place, I got to tell you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, let me just say, it is an absolutely gorgeous place. And not only book your field trip for the kids here, but get your group, get your church group, get your guys together, whatever, and come out and volunteer and help them out here at the Houston Botanic Garden. So, for making Mother Nature a little nicer, can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. Whenever you have some good news to share, all you got to do is let us know, and you could be our next amen. 713-881-5500, now on the Bull.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K, and Mo is in California. Mo's out at a country music seminar that is happening in Napa Valley. I feel like I have to say that. I know I probably shouldn't say that every time, but
no,
she's in Napa Valley drinking wine and hearing new country artists, and Eric and I are back here slaving away in a hot studio.
I think George calls it a seminar because a seminar sounds really boring. It sounds like, oh, gotta go to another seminar. Rawr, rawr, rawr. But really, you're having a blast, right?
Oh my goodness, yes. It's an amazing experience. Unreal. But it's go, go, go. Listening to new artists all day, nonstop. We are drinking wine while we're doing it and eating amazing food. Like, I can't even think about food right now.
Okay, so it looked like if you go to the Bull Houston on Instagram or Facebook, right there in the stories, we are keeping up with your whole journey. You're doing an awesome job archiving exactly what it's like. But I didn't realize you could be sitting there like with your ladies, and you're having a glass of wine at a table with them, and there's some dude just playing amazing country music like 4 feet from you, right?
Well, that's pretty much what I've been doing all the time.
That is so awesome.
But she got 3 hours of sleep last night.
So, weigh the pros and cons, all right?
There's good and there's bad with this. And how many more days do you have of it?
I'm here. We have a very long day today. Like, we start super early and go all night. There's an after party, which I will not be attending. And then again, we do more on Thursday, but I do travel back on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you'll be back in the studio on Friday. So anybody that that you've been really impressed with besides the winemakers?
So good at their jobs.
Good for the winemakers. All right. Yay.
Obviously picking up new country music, but it's also fun to see some people that you haven't seen in a while. Scotty McCreery, got to see him again yesterday, but Rodney Atkins, y'all, it's been a second, but he writes hits, sings hits, and it's like, oh yes, I love that song. I'm so glad to see him again. It was fun.
So he has new music coming out. Can we expect new stuff from him?
I think that's his plan. Oh. And him and his wife have been doing some stuff together. So they're really cool.
Okay, got it. Well, I have to ask, you said you saw Scotty perform last night. First of all, how was he?
He owned the crowd.
Yeah. He's really grown into being an amazing performer. And you got to see him up close. So red hair, right?
No, it's still brown, George.
Yes, it's totally brown. I don't even need to be in Napa. I'm all the way in Texas, and Scotty is in California, and I can tell from here that he is not a redhead.
Did you get to ask him, like, in person? Did you ask him that question, or were you too embarrassed?
Oh, I was not embarrassed. I was ready with the microphone, but there were, like, 500 people there, so I didn't want to be too weird.
I got it.
Photographers with, like, the telescope lenses, and I was like, even they can see it's brown.
It's not brown. It's auburn. It's auburn hair, which is red hair. So
no, it's not, George. Oh,
thank you. By the way, we had a message in yesterday to the Facebook page who said, I hate to agree with George, but Scotty McCreery is redheaded.
Oh.
And so that was like a compliment wrapped around the fact that he hated to agree with me.
Yes.
So,
anyway, most people do, George. Most people do.
We're glad you're having a good time out there, even though you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Honestly, now again, California is 2 hours behind us, so it's still 4 o'clock in the morning out there.
Sure is. Can't even get caffeine yet.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yesterday I was texting you. I needed something urgent, and I was like, Mo, I need that. I really need this now. No response. She texted me, George, like 8 hours later. Goes, sorry about that. I was sleeping.
I got a solid 2 hour nap yesterday, and I took it.
So, where did you nap? Did you go back to your room, or were you just in a chair slumped in the corner?
I had my sunglasses on. No one knew I was napping.
I love that. Just napping in the corner. Just, you know what? If you have a wine glass in your hand and your sunglasses on, nobody will ever know. They'll never, ever know. All right. Mo's in California. She'll keep us posted on new artists that she sees out there and maybe feature a few of them on Fresh Track Friday coming up this Friday here on The Bull. Where's the weirdest place that you've ever nodded off in public? I mean, you just couldn't help it. You just kind of dozed off right there in public because our girl Mo, who's in California at a country music seminar finding new artists for us to play,
that's what you say.
Nodded off for a couple of hours yesterday afternoon while they were playing music. Were you just like sitting in a chair? What happened? Tell me the story.
Stop it. This is one of my superpowers. I've talked about this before on the show. I fell asleep at the World Series. I will fall asleep at a birthday party in the middle of dinner with my friends. So yesterday, I was just comfortable. I had a warm blanket because it is very cold here in Napa. And I'd had a little wine, just put on my sunglasses, and I was just cozy. Okay, George? Cozy.
Everybody had left the performance, and Mo's just there. Mm-hmm, just like... So I want to know the weirdest place you've ever nodded off in public. 713-881-5500. Are you like Mo? Can you nod off in any location at any time?
Oh, I can. And big shout out to Chevrolet. You know, I drive a Chevy, right?
Right.
And I fall asleep while driving.
Eric. Eric.
I know I shouldn't, and I try not to, but we get up so early.
You try not to.
Listen, Mo, the amount of sleep you've gotten while you've been in Napa is like 3 hours a night. That's what I function on. That's my regular functioning amount of sleep every single night. So I oftentimes will be driving home and I start to nod off and my Chevy will go beep, 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 beep. And it'll let me know, hey, your eyes are closing. It knows my eyes are closing. And what? So it'll wake me up. So often.
Eric, I am shocked at you. Do not ever fall asleep.
I don't do it on purpose. This isn't something I'm doing on purpose.
You'll
I don't
be
know
better.
I'm nodding off.
Better.
I'm trying. Chevy is making me better. Because Matt Pike Chevy
not
cares.
An ad. Hashtag an ad. Yeah. We want to know the weirdest place that you've ever nodded off in public. Mo did it yesterday in Napa Valley, listening to new country music. Miriam's on the phone this morning. Miriam, tell me the most unusual place that you've ever fallen asleep.
On Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Whoa.
Like on Bourbon Street?
Yes, like literally there was a bench outside of one of the clubs and I just fell asleep. My friends that were just dancing all over and I just couldn't anymore. I was not drinking. Everybody was drinking, dancing, jumping around. I was trying to jump around, but I just couldn't no more. I saw a band sit down and fell asleep.
Wow. All right.
She guessed my question because I was going to ask if you were drinking there. All right, so Bourbon Street. Would you say, Mo?
I said that was my question as well. Did you pass out or actually fall asleep?
No, literally fell asleep. In my defense, I'm a nurse. I drove all the way from Houston to New Orleans to meet my friends there. And I was exhausted after a shift. And they were already ready to go. We just changed. And as soon as we walked in on Bourbon Street, they gave us some drinks. I could not even drink it. I gave it to my friends.
Oh, just went right to sleep with the soothing sounds of trumpets right in your face.
Right in your ear. That's what I want to know. It's like you're on Bourbon Street, for goodness sake. All right, the weirdest place that you've ever nodded off in public. 713-881-5500. Well, when you go home this afternoon, I got a famous friend. His name is Nick Russo, and he has a chance for you to win tickets to the Kane Brown Show this Saturday night. You can win with Nick here on 100.3 The Bull. Mo is in Napa Valley. She's at a country music seminar out there meeting new artists. And yesterday, because she was so exhausted, you fell asleep for a couple of hours with your sunglasses on, just sitting there, right?
I consider it a superpower, George.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'm sorry. It is a superpower. So, Mo, we want to talk to people that have nodded off in public, the most unusual place you've ever nodded off in public.
And Brett's on the phone in Spring. Brett, tell us your story.
So when I was in the military, we pulled into Marseille, France, and I bought a plane ticket to go to Paris. Got to Paris, got in the cab, went to the Eiffel Tower in Notre Dame. After the Notre Dame, I get back in the same cab and asked him to take me to the Arc de Triomphe and passed out. And he drove me around for about 2 hours before finally taking me back to the airport after I woke up.
Wait a minute. You passed out. Were you drinking or were you just tired?
I was just tired. I didn't drink at all that day. And I wound up missing my flight back to Marseille. And by the time I got back to Marseille, it was barely enough time to get back before the ship's curfew.
Wow. Wow. Oh, you're in Paris, the most beautiful city in the world, and you're asleep in the back of a cab. Where did you nod off in public? That's what we want to know.
Michelle in Baytown, tell us your story.
Yes, about 23 years ago, I went with a group of friends of mine to back what was the Summit back then, and we went and seen DMX, Limp Bizkit, and Godsmack.
Wow.
And I was out.
And you went to sleep during that show?
During that show, and I never heard the end of it.
You just made me feel 1,000 years old, by the way.
Well, welcome to my world.
23 wow. years ago, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, and Godsmack, and she fell asleep during that show. Brian is on the phone. Brian, tell us your story. Oddest place that you've, kind of nodded off in public.
A strip club.
Oh, okay. Well, my kids are listening right now, so let's keep it family friendly, okay, Brian?
I was a designated driver. It had been a long day, and I got roped into going to a bachelor party of a friend of a friend. And I was like, you know what? I'm not drinking. So we were in a corner booth, and I fell asleep. And the manager comes up and goes, hey, is he passed out drunk? The guy's going, no, he's a designated driver. We'll wake him up here in a little bit when we're ready to go.
We'll wake him up. He's fine. Let him nap. He's fine.
Let him nap.
It's not, by the way, that's not a ringing endorsement for the ladies who work there. I'm just saying it's not. The weirdest place you've nodded off. You can text and let us know. 713-881-5500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
An incredible launch on social media yesterday with the video from the Texans about their new uniforms. This is Bun B.
In the Lone Star State, where dreams have no end. Lift the flag, let its colors ascend. We're bull riders and poets, astronauts and more, artists and dreamers. Ambition here soar.
What a fun, fun way to see the new uniforms. And here in the studio with us this morning, Cal and Hannah McNair. First of all, let us say congratulations on a great launch yesterday. Cal, tell us real quick, you guys got together with a lot of fans and everything. What did you hear from the Texans fans as far as new uniforms and new thoughts about uniforms?
We heard a lot.
I bet you did.
But they wanted something new. We've been in the uniform for over 20 years. We really haven't had a major change since the inaugural season. So they really wanted to see some change. They wanted to see Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, this is our home. We want to celebrate our home. And so we heard them loud and clear. They wanted to see some of their original colors that have been with the city forever in the flag and these things. They wanted to have us celebrate that in the uniform. And, you know, just sort of an overall
more
refresh.
Horns. They wanted more horns.
More horns. Much they like wanted more bull. Horns.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So those are major like themes.
Well, and the one helmet that just has the horns on it. Yes. I mean, that was something to really see.
I think that's fun. We've seen a few mock-ups over the year that fans do, and we always thought it looked pretty neat. So then when we were able to do three helmets, try to incorporate that more, and it really turned out great.
Yeah.
So I'm more traditional. So
yes.
Yeah.
I got challenged and pushed and pulled a little bit, and I think there's something for traditionalists like me.
Yeah.
But something for people that really like to see more horns and more colors, and so hopefully we landed on a spot, you know, for everybody.
Well, I tell you, the feedback that we saw that was that you have and look forward to it and so excited about this season. I mean, I know it's only April, but can we get to football yet? I mean, you all get ready for a big party this Friday for the draft, right?
Yeah, we had a big party, a great turnout last night at the uniform reveal party. That was great fun. And then looking forward to another one with the fans on Friday. I mean, they're just fun being out with the fans and feeling their energy and excitement for the year is a lot of fun.
And having Nick and D'Amico bring in new players that are going to help this team.
Yeah.
You've seen that through free agency already, but also now we get to do it through the draft. And, you know, when you have Nick and D'Amico at the helm, you're
feel pretty hopeful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all have such a reputation for being connected to the fans. I think that's the best part about this franchise. From the parties just for the fans to the uniforms helped decided by the fans. So thank you on behalf of all Texans fans. I just
It's authentic. It's who we are. We like to feel connected. We like to be in the community. This is our community. And so we're very proud of it. And we want the fans to feel that authenticity from us as well.
They do. Absolutely. When we moved here 3 years ago, my little boy was 3 years old. And he looked at all the other teams and he went, I want that one. And he's a Texas
boy.
Fan.
That a boy.
See, he's a traditionalist awesome. Like you. He liked the bull logo just like you do, Cal. So that worked. So, well, I'm glad they pulled you out of your comfort zone just a little bit for these new uniforms. Thank you all for coming in. We couldn't be prouder to be the home on the FM dial of the Houston Texans. So thank you all for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see y'all.
And go Texans.
Go Texans.
Sometimes in this crazy world, you just need a little escape from everything. That's why every morning we give you the 10-minute tune. It works this way. You call in, suggest something crazy, something you've been thinking about you think would make a funny song for Eric. And he gets 10 minutes, if he likes your topic, to go out, write a song about it, and come back and perform it. But it's got to start with a good suggestion from you. 713-881-5500.
Holly is on the phone in Rocheron. Hey, Holly, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I think we should think about the crazy deepers with their ducks and their wave and their co-topless day. And oh. How we don't wave to the soccer mom one, like the Jeep Compass or anything.
Wait a minute. You're telling me they don't wave at the ones that are the soccer mom Jeeps?
No, it's got to be like the Wranglers.
So there's like a hierarchy in the Jeeps. I see. Okay.
Holly, yes. Are you a Jeeper?
Oh, yes. I have three.
Okay.
Wow. That's the other thing. If you have one, you have more than one.
If I won the lottery, I'd have one for every day of the week.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's the thing, is it's such a subculture. It's such an important part of your life. I feel like I would be doing a disservice because I drive a Chevy.
That's okay.
All right, okay. We're going to write this one down. Jeepers, it is different. And if you get it wrong, they'll come after you.
I know. That's my fear, George.
We want to know what you think Eric should sing about today.
Jimmy in Richmond, what's your suggestion today?
Donuts and coffee and the stereotype about it.
Oh, what's that stereotype? I don't know that stereotype.
The stereotype of there's only one type of person that eats donuts and coffee.
Go ahead, say it, Jimmy. I'm not helping you out here.
Oh, come on, George.
What? I don't get
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll call it DCC, Donuts, Coffee, and Cops.
There we go. We're not singing about donuts and coffee and cops. Sorry, Jimmy. Good Lord. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. It's Hannah in Houston. Hannah, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Mo being in Napa.
How do you feel about Eric singing about you being in Napa?
Yes, let's make him work for it. Let me give him some content to sing about, sister. Yeah. What do you think he should include?
What are some things on your mind, Hannah, that you think Eric should include?
How beautiful it is. She's just chillaxing and working from her hotel room. Just having fun.
You should see. Look at how relaxed she is. We can see her on Zoom right now, and I've never seen her so happy because she knows she's thousands of miles from us, George.
Dream come true.
All right, Ms. Hannah, we're going to choose you today.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. We're going to sing about Mo in Napa. It's coming up next, and it's our 10-minute tune here on The Bull. All right, coming up in 30 minutes, it's time for some good news. You celebrating something in your life, something happening in your neighborhood? It's the 810 Amen. And you can be part of it. Just call us, 713-881-5500, 810-AMEN, 30 minutes away on The Bull. Time to have a little fun this morning and find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune today. It was Hannah earlier here in Houston who said...
Mo being in Napa.
And Mo, that made you very happy that we're going to do a song about you in Napa.
I don't know if I trust Eric to do this, though.
Well, we'll see. I will say this. He's been struggling out in the hallway. He's usually back in here by now, but he just came back in the studio. A little tough one?
It wasn't tough. It was tough to find. I might get in trouble with the bosses at the end here.
Oh, okay.
Talking about.
You'll see.
Okay.
Mo, this one is for you. Out there drinking wine. I mean, it's just the toughest life you're living there in Napa, California, in the style of whiskey glasses.
Okay. All right. Here's today's 10-minute tune on the bowl.
Poor Mo, pouring herself some wine. Parties like all the time. Oh, no, not that. Not another bottle of expensive cab. Poor Mo, hanging with country stars. Man, her life is really hard. Let's just tell truth. I'm just jealous that I'm not with you. Please, no, don't leave me here. Just me and George, it's weird. Just staring at each other in the studio, awkward. Take me with you. What do I have to do? It's a sausage party in this room. Poor Mo.
Okay, all right. I don't know how I feel about
my
that.
My kids are listening right now, and I'll explain sausage party when I get home.
At another time. Mo, your face on Zoom was worth the price of admission during that song.
That song was perfect, Eric. That's exactly how I feel.
Take me with you. Take me with you.
Don't leave him alone here in the studio with me. What did you think of today's song? That, by the way, you keep saying the weirder the better. That may be one of the weirdest ones we've had in a while. That's how it works, though. You give us the topic, and it winds up as a 10-minute tune, which you can get every day at themorningbullpen.com or download the Odyssey app and subscribe to our podcast there. All right, just got a text message. Wanted to know, why did we do a song about Mo being in Napa? Well, Mo is in California because of a country music seminar that is going on. And I know I say seminar. Mo, Eric said earlier that that makes it sound boring. You're actually at a new music showcase called Live in the Vineyard, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So country music comes and takes over Napa Valley. We go to different vineyards all day and hear new artists at each different stop.
That's amazing. Are you hammered right now? Let's be honest.
Don't ask her that.
Are you, though? Are you trashed? I saw, at least on social media, if you follow along, The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook, you're doing an awesome job of archiving the whole thing. And so we're posting everything back in our stories, your whole journey. And I counted at least 3 different glasses of wine yesterday. And that was in a pretty short period.
Definitely lose count, and they just keep it coming, you know?
They keep it flowing for you.
I posted the greatest story on The Bull Houston just maybe 20 minutes ago. I don't know if you've checked your notifications, Mo.
No, what?
You were fully asleep on Zoom.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you were fully asleep.
I think you dozed off, yes.
And so we posted that in the stories at The Bull Houston. But is it just a drunken debauchery there?
I do notice that as the day goes on, everyone seems to get more intoxicated. But I don't think that I have the ability to drink enough wine to get drunk.
What? What do you mean?
I was going to say, hang on. You can see the look on my face. It's like, what?
No, I don't know. After I've had kids, I don't think I have the ability to get drunk. Like, I can drink a lot. And I do.
Yes. Good. Good. That's why I like you. That's why we get along. And I do.
And I do. I do. I do. Yeah. But you don't think you can get over the tipsy point?
No, I don't think I have that ability anymore. No.
Really? What about the people around you?
They're all drunk. And I know that. And I'm annoyed sometimes because I'm like, what is going on? But no, I don't think I can anymore.
The plumber's there. Is he getting trashed?
I mean, you definitely notice that he talks all the time anyway, but he talks more.
Yes, he's a talkative drunk. Yes, I know that about him because I am too. And when we get together, we're like...
I've never heard of this, that after you have kids, you lose the alcohol loses its effects, basically, is what you're saying.
I need a doctor. I've never looked into it, but I honestly think for me, that's a thing.
Okay, I've Googled it. I actually Googled it.
About not being able to get tipsy or get drunk?
And technically, your tolerance should go down after you have kids because it's been like 10 months since you've had anything to drink. But there are a few people here that have said their tolerance went sky high after having babies, that alcohol doesn't affect them anymore after having kids.
Really?
There's like some sort of test I can take. I mean, I've taken the test. I can take tequila shots.
Did you become a superhero and we didn't know it?
Mo has a superpower. So I'm amazed, but I have never heard of this. All right, we've got to dig into this a little more.
This is awesome. I'm so glad you're having a good time.
Thank you. Thanks for making it happen. And I'm going to go start drinking now, I think.
Okay. Yes! No, wait. Don't do that. You got Mono's Country coming up.
Oh, she's fine. She can't get drunk, George.
In just about 30 minutes, okay?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Friendswood today, where Sarah and Ethan... I don't think we've ever had two people take on Mo.
Ooh.
How old's Ethan, Sarah?
12.
He's 12 years old. Okay, so it's Ethan and Sarah who are going to be taking on Mo. Here's how you all get $100.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Sarah and Ethan?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Exactly right. All right, y'all tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game going, okay?
Get on out, Mo.
All right, y'all. Make sure you wave at me when it's time for me to come back, okay?
Okay, all right. Take out your headphones. All right, here we go. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, who's the country artist known for hit songs like Long Hot Summer and Blue Ain't Your Color?
Keith Urban.
Question number two. This country music artist says being a dad is his best job, but country fans know him for hits like What Was I Thinking and Drunk on a Plane. Question number three. Which country music duo includes two brothers, TJ and John? Name them.
You're going to pass? Brothers.
Is it the Osborne Brothers?
Question number four. Who collaborated with Justin Bieber for a number one country song called 10,000 Hours?
Dan and Shay.
Question number five. Dolly Parton getting a lot of attention for being featured on Beyonce's new album, but she's also known for her duets, especially one with this gambler. Can you name the classic country star from Houston?
Why are you looking at me?
There's a clue in there.
The gambler. Let's see.
I need an answer.
Skip.
Okay, pass.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Start waving at her. Tell her to come back to the computer and
Mom,
put her headphones on.
We're waving, Mo. Get back.
All right, how did Ethan and Sarah do?
All right, welcome back, Mo. They did a great job. Sarah and Ethan got 4 out of 5.
I just don't know if this is legal.
All right, Mo, let's find out how you do, okay?
I'm operating at 10% and they're operating at 200%.
Question number one. Tell me the country artist known for hit songs like Long Hot Summer and Blue Ain't Your Color.
Keith Urban.
That is correct. It is Keith Urban. Yes.
They got that one, so it's 1-1.
Question number two. This country music artist says being a dad is his best job, but country fans know him for hits like What Was I Thinking and Drunk on a Plane.
Oh, that's Dierks Bentley.
Question number three. That is correct, by the way. Sorry, didn't mean to go on, but question number three. That is correct.
2-2.
Question number three. Which country music duo includes brothers TJ and John?
Brothers Osborne.
That is correct. Brothers Osborne.
We gave it to them. They said Osborne Brothers, but that's fine with me. 3-3.
Question number four. Who collaborated with Justin Bieber for the number one country song, 10,000 Hours?
Oh, that was Dan and Shay.
Oh, yes, it was. Oh.
I thought you were going to get that. That has been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been a minute.
All right, 4-4, so they missed this next one. If you get it, you keep your money, Mo.
Question number 5. Dolly Parton get a lot of attention for being featured on the Beyonce album, but she's also known for her duets, especially one with this gambler. Can you name the classic country star from here in Houston?
I was going to say Kenny Rogers, the chicken guy, but I didn't. Is he from Houston?
He is, and that is correct. Kenny Rogers is the answer you're looking for.
Such high hopes. Mo got 5. You got 4. Mo kept her money. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
A double team couldn't even prevent it today. Mo, that's pretty impressive.
I impressed myself. And Ethan, if you want to do a school report on Kenny Rogers, I'd be happy to help you.
Ethan, did you have fun, buddy?
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. That's the way it works. So you know what you got to say to get out of here, Sarah and Ethan.
I'm Ethan from Friendswood in Mo Knows Country.
She does, and we'll give you a chance to play her tomorrow morning. 8:10 will be the next Mo Knows Country. Can you take the cash here on the Morning Bullpen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.